Bibles, I have a Bible story for you today. My story is from 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse the 2 Kings chapter 5. And it's the story of a man called Naaman. He was a great man. He was a mighty warrior. He was a captain in the army of the king of Assyria. And he had accomplished many great things, but he had a problem. His problem was that he had a terrible, terrible disease called leprosy. And it was a disease that nobody could get cured of. It looked like Naaman had to die. But in one of their battles with the children of Israel, they had captured a little girl, and she was waiting on Naaman's wife. And the little girl said, "Now, if you had to go to the children of to the prophet of God in Israel, he would cure you of your leprosy." So the king heard this, and he sent his favorite general Naaman, and he sent him to the king of Israel. The king said, "Who am I? I'm not God. I can't make you well of your leprosy." But the prophet of God heard, and Naaman went to the prophet of God, Elisha. And Elisha didn't even come out of the house. And he said, "You go tell Naaman to go down and wash in the river Jordan 7 times, and he'll be cured of his leprosy." Naaman was mad. He thought, I thought he'd come out and put his hand right on the spot and there'd be something spectacular happen and I'd be miraculously healed. And he went away in a rage and he went back home mad. But his servant said, "If he'd have asked you to do some great thing, you would have done it. Why don't you do it, Naaman?" Well, after a while they convinced Naaman, and he went down in the river Jordan, that old dirty water of river Jordan, and he dipped once and he dipped twice. Nothing happened. And he dipped 3 times. And he dipped 4 times. And he dipped 5 times. Then he dipped 6 times. And nothing really happened. But the 7th time that he dipped, he came up and his flesh was as clean as the flesh of a little child. He had no trace of the leprosy left whatsoever. He was completely cured of his leprosy, because he did what the servant of God told him to do. Now you see, boys and girls, we're like Naaman. We have a disease called sin, worse than leprosy. Leprosy can only eat away at our bodies, but sin eats away at our souls. And we can be cured from our leprosy of sin if we'll come and put our trust completely in the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed on the cross. We can be saved from our sins. Oh, I hope you'll come and be saved from sin today.